forever. So, cutting the chase to this episode is going to be about me. Well, basically, you're also affected, so it's about me, it's about you. It's about 2023 as a whole. So, permit me to give you a little rundown of my 2023 in a few minutes. This year has been a lot, from having my plans changed from the beginning of the year to suspending my life to face another part of it. I mean, this year I found myself doing new things. I found myself running a race I never thought I would run. I found myself crying a lot. I cried for my future. I cried for the wrong choices I made. I cried for the mistakes I made. I cried because I lost myself. I cried because I felt alone in my world. I cried because I thought giving up was not like a bad idea, you know? In the midst of these chaos, I tried myself. I stepped out of my comfort zone, and like in a lot of areas, I entered 2023 with, you know what, anything goes. But yet, I was careful to not let anything go because I overanalyzed it. I did analyze that. You know, there were days I woke up and I was like, today's going to be a great day. And before today even began, I mean, pain don't slap me left and right, and I'm dead lying in the bed all day just crying because, like, why do I have to be in this position? At first, I didn't know I was going through it, but looking back, whoa, I went through it this year. I found myself longing for something that was more than what life had to offer. I found myself desiring something deeper than what eyes could see and what the mind could comprehend. This year, I also cried because, like, I missed God. You know, when you exist in time, you think you're okay, but then you're not, because everything is blurry. You can see that it is all blurry, but yet you're on the page of, no, I'm fine. It's like a broken glass that is being patched. The more it's broken, like, you keep patching it. And then you just give, like, the slightest flick of your finger on the glass. Bam! Everything just shatters. Everything just crumbles down. But this time, you can no longer patch it. It just goes beyond repair. That's, like, how my emotions were. It was, like, I was managing my emotions. I was ignoring them until I hit the rock bottom. And then I'm, like, whoa, I have been holding in a lot. I've been holding on to a lot of things, which is, it was just a lot. Honestly, I'm thinking of it now and I'm like, wow, like, it was really a lot. You see, and this year also, I loved, oh my God, talk about love. I loved with all my heart, to the extent that love became really exhausting. And I found myself, how did I get here? You know, I found myself holding onto people, onto persons who treated my effort as though I was doing too much. I found myself questioning the idea of love. I invested a lot in love and in the aspect of friendship. You know, when you give you care so much about somebody, and then boom, it's just as though your feelings are like a filthy rag, they don't really matter. And, you know, as much as I found love and I hated love, this same year I found love, the kind of love that I was ready to fight for, the kind of love that I know that, no, I want to go extra mile for this kind of person. I want to go extra mile to be able to keep this love that is burning in my heart for this person. And it got me thinking and it made me realize that love is actually a beautiful thing. It made me realize that, yeah, we meet people who would make you feel like the effort you're putting in to loving them is like rags. Like, don't put in effort. I'm not interested. Like, let go of me. And sometimes you don't get this signal. Then you just keep on loving. Not because, well, some are bad people. But in this sense, I'll just say not because they are bad people, but you're just giving in the right energy to the wrong person. You get what I mean? So yeah, I found love. I mean, and I had to let go of love because love was not what I could offer to that person. And then I found love and I'm like, now I found I am not letting go of this one. I want this one forever. So I told myself I was ready to sustain it. You know, this year 2023, it revolved around a particular activity. I probably will share it later on, but it was just like that particular activity I had to fix my eyes on. I let go of a lot of things. I mean, I haven't recorded a podcast, like made a podcast, like in forever. I mean, I wasn't even finding myself coming back to it because of how exhausting this particular activity was. It took a lot from me. It took a lot from me. In this activity, there was a lot of crying, there was a lot of praying, there was a lot of desiring, there was a lot of loving. I mean, I've spoken about love. However, also in this same year, 2023, I can say that I kept a large part of my New Year resolutions, and I think I can boldly say that some part of my prayer requests, I saw them being answered. So, how was 2023 for me? 2023 trained me, 2023 opened me, 2023 taught me, it made me see life and love from a very, very different perspective. I mean, I always thought I was the best giver of love, but it opened me more to many perspectives and many dimensions of loving a person. It made me find that one person that I really loved as much as I love my family. No two think I'm no be man. I know you're like, hello, what does this have to do with us? Well, based on the fact that I'm an average Nigerian, I am just like you. So I can say that my 2023 is sort of equivalent to your 2023. Similar changes, just in different circumstances, similar feeling of pain, just from a different point of view, individual struggles and the need to make life-changing decisions. I feel like this 2023, a lot of people made decisions that they never thought they would make. A lot of people came out of their comfort zones. A lot of people struggled to come out. Why a lot of people just remained where they were. And this is just to say, above all, you were not a failure. Nah, you were not. 2023 had its own in and out, yeah? But, I mean, that's why it's a whole year. It's freaking 12 months. Enough to make you reminisce and pick up lessons of life. No matter how bad 2023 was, I know that you would be able to look back and like, oh, I learned something from 2023. Oh, 2023 really taught me this. Oh, 2023 like really made me and shaped me. Although I didn't have all my goals, although I didn't have all my visions accomplished, although I didn't even keep up to half of my New Year resolutions. But if you look back to this time, this period, 2022, you will be able to see and tell that you're a totally different person than who is standing, sitting, lying and listening to. So yes, how does my 2023 affect you? Well, it's just a busy 2023, which I know we all can relate to. And I just thought to share to tell you, 2024 is another year. But this time, I know you will do great. I really know you will do great. It's another year to hit the nail on the head. It's another year to catch the bull by the horn. It's another year to wait on God and rest in His word. Is another year to really trust God, wait on Him, embrace His peace, and embrace love. Is another year to push yourself beyond your comfort zone. Is another year to enlarge your capacity. Another year to spread your tent. Yeah. So, I'm going to use this medium to say Merry Christmas, because like, we're still in this season, even if December 25th has passed. As far as I'm concerned, the whole of December from 25th is a Christmas day for me. So Merry Christmas. And also a Happy New Year, because I don't know when I will be back. But by the grace of God, when I'm back, I'm coming back with premium content. Keep fighting in the good way. Keep praying. Pray up. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And always remember, head or tail, you win. Bye.